Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Audacity to Be You: Learning to Love Your Horrible Rotten Self by Brad M. Reedy is a non-fiction self-help and psychology-informed book that argues lasting intimacy and well-being depend on the relationship you have with yourself. Drawing on Reedy's long clinical experience in family and youth treatment settings, the book explains how people build identities over time in response to childhood experiences and relational pressures, and how those survival-based identities can later block connection, joy, and authenticity. A central theme is that many common cultural messages about happiness, parenting, and success are not only unhelpful, but can quietly reinforce shame and control. Reedy presents a counterintuitive invitation: stop organizing life around being right, fixing others, or winning emotional arguments, and instead practice becoming a true self who can tolerate vulnerability and imperfection. The purpose is both reflective and practical, helping readers understand their patterns and move toward more honest relationships with partners, children, and themselves. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, self-relationship as the root of all other relationships. A core claim of the book is that the quality of your relationships with partners, children, friends, and colleagues is inseparable from the quality of your relationship with yourself. Reedy frames intimacy as something built from inside out. If you meet your own feelings with judgment, urgency, or avoidance, you are more likely to bring the same stance into conversations with others. In that sense, chronic conflict, emotional distance, and people-pleasing are not only interpersonal problems, but also expressions of an inner dynamic. The book encourages readers to examine how self-criticism and shame can masquerade as motivation, responsibility, or maturity while actually eroding connection. By emphasizing the inner foundation of relational life, Reedy shifts attention away from fixing the other person and toward understanding the self that is reacting. This orientation also helps explain why skills and advice can fail when they are layered on top of an unchanged inner stance. The practical takeaway is not isolation or self-absorption, but a more stable internal base that supports empathy, boundaries, and genuine closeness. Secondly, unraveling childhood history to understand adult patterns. Reedy repeatedly points readers back to childhood history as a way to make sense of present-day emotions, defenses, and relationship habits. The point is not to assign blame to parents or to reduce adulthood to a single origin story, but to understand how early experiences shape what feels safe, what feels threatening, and what you learn to do to stay connected. When readers can see how their personalities were built brick by brick, they gain compassion for the strategies that once helped them cope, such as control, perfectionism, withdrawal, or caretaking. The book presents this developmental lens as essential to intimacy. You cannot reliably choose new responses if you do not recognize the old ones and the situations that trigger them. This approach also aligns with Reedy's broader therapeutic orientation, where insight is meant to create freedom rather than provide an excuse. The practical benefit is increased clarity about why certain conflicts repeat, why certain fears feel outsized, and why some forms of closeness can feel both desired and intolerable. Thirdly, from being right to being a self. One of the book's most distinctive reframes is the idea that personal growth often requires giving up the project of being right. Reedy contrasts the emotional payoff of correctness, control, and winning with the deeper payoff of becoming a self who can stay present, curious, and accountable. In everyday life, the need to be right can appear as moral certainty, relentless problem solving, or insisting on a single accurate story about what happened. While those moves can temporarily reduce anxiety, they can also shut down vulnerability and turn relationships into debates. Reedy's counterintuitive invitation is to prioritize authenticity over defense, to notice when you are protecting an image, and to choose honesty about fear, hurt, or longing instead. This is not presented as passivity or agreement with others, but as an inner shift from performance to presence. The payoff is greater intimacy and less shame-driven reactivity. Readers are guided to see that a true self is not an improved mask, but a more direct and compassionate way of being human. Fourthly, debunking toxic cultural myths about happiness and parenting. Reedy challenges widely repeated cultural beliefs that sound responsible but can keep people trapped in anxiety and shame. One example, highlighted in public descriptions, is the idea that you are only as happy as your least happy child, a message that can turn parenting into constant monitoring, self-blame, and control. The book's broader argument is that such myths encourage fusion, where one person's emotional state determines everyone else's worth and safety. Reedy invites parents and caregivers to separate love from overfunctioning, to remain deeply connected, while resisting the urge to manage a child's feelings as a way to manage their own. This myth-busting extends beyond parenting into general ideas about success, emotional strength, and what it means to be a good person. By naming these narratives as toxic, the book helps readers recognize how they internalize unrealistic expectations and then punish themselves for failing them. The practical effect is relief and responsibility at the same time, relief from impossible standards, and responsibility to choose healthier beliefs that support both autonomy and connection. Lastly, therapy and healing as self-acceptance rather than problem-solving. A consistent thread in the book is that healing is not only about fixing symptoms or solving problems, even though practical change matters. Reedy emphasizes that good therapy reaches deeper than strategies and behavioral hacks, helping a person develop a more accepting and honest relationship with their internal experience. This stance is especially relevant to the book's provocative subtitle about loving your horrible, rotten self, which points to working with shame rather than trying to outgrow it through achievement. Through a therapeutic lens informed by decades of clinical work, Reedy frames growth as learning to tolerate feelings, tell the truth, and stay connected to yourself when you are imperfect. This does not mean indulging harmful behavior or rejecting accountability. Instead, it means reducing the inner war that drives defensiveness, avoidance, and blame. When self-acceptance becomes the foundation, change can be motivated by care rather than self-contempt. Readers are encouraged to see therapy and self-work as a process of integration, owning the parts of the self that were previously rejected, so relationships can become less performative and more real. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who feel stuck in repeating relationship cycles, carry persistent shame or self-criticism, or want a deeper framework for why connection can feel difficult even when love is present. Parents who are exhausted by over-responsibility, partners who default to fixing and arguing, and clinicians or coaches looking for clear language about identity and intimacy are likely to find it useful. The main benefits are a compassionate developmental understanding of how personality and defenses form, plus a practical reorientation toward authenticity as the basis of closeness, rather than offering a rigid program. Reedy's approach stands out in the self-help category for its therapeutic tone and its insistence that the hardest work is internal, noticing the self that is trying to be right, manage outcomes, or escape discomfort. Compared with books that focus primarily on communication techniques, productivity, or positive thinking, The Audacity to Be You emphasizes self-relationship as the lever that makes those tools either effective or hollow. Its contribution is a steady, clinically grounded invitation to trade performance for presence and control for real intimacy, while keeping the message accessible to non-professionals. If you would like to support Brad Reedy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.